and my daughter's running the car. Like, I was right outside the car. I wouldn't just leave them in there. But they, I guess I had like 10 minutes phone calls from Dan and Dave, my agent, and they were all just ignored. My daughter was watching Blue or something. You know, all so got back in the car and had that conversation, I guess. Like on Thursday, maybe. And then just made sure that this is what I wanted to do. Made sure that this is where I wanted to be, which I was pretty sure of it. But just wanted a couple days to kind of make sure it was good with my wife and my family to go and give everything I got to it.
Hunter Renfrow is back with the Panthers. Says he had like 10 missed calls because his daughter refused to turn off Bluey. That's why he had like 10 missed calls.
Uh-huh.
Yep. There you go. Just got one of these emails that says, you know, like a new study says, and you know what? Let's go with it. This one's kind of funny.
Okay.
A new study ranks each NFL fan base based on how many years will be added to their appearance from their sports team. The impact of 8 aging factors, travel, close games, number of games that go into overtime. Mm-hmm. The Bills have been revealed to age the second most in the NFL by 7 years. So now, if you're feeling old, you can say, well, you know, the Bills add 7 years.
Add 7 years.
I have not gone down far enough to see which team is number one. Studies reveal the aging process may have been accelerated by up to 7.1 years this season for fans of certain teams. Weather, pollution, number of games overtime, number of games finished within one score, home travel, away travel, night games, involvement in the international series. Mm-hmm. So the obvious question is, the Bills are number two in how much they age us as just watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Who is number one?
Number one.
I have not seen. I've not scrolled down yet.
So again, they're incorporating how like travel. They're incorporating everything.
Yeah, right? All those factors.
Okay.
Who ages their fans the most?
I'm gonna guess Chicago ages their fans the most. That's gonna be my guess. The Chicago Bears fans.
Part of me wants to say the Chargers, right? Because the Chargers are going to Charger. Or the Jets are great for this.
Yep.
The Jets. I also want to do like an honorable mention to the Vikings because I feel like for some reason the Vikings are always losing in stupid ways.
They're good, though, all the time. Is their stadium help for that? They got a palace indoor glass stadium, natural light.
Close my eyes and scroll to the bottom so I can count up. Okay, here I effectively did it. Counting up from 10.
Okay.
The Raiders are 10th.
Okay. Sure.
Ravens 9. Seahawks 8. Packers 7.
Packers.
Chargers are 6.
The Packers.
The Steelers come in 5th. The Rams come in 4th. The Vikings are in 3rd.
Okay.
Weather, overtime, close games, international series, night games. I like the Jets here to be number 2. Oh, no, the Bills, sorry.
The Bills are 2.
The Bills are 2.
So, do you think Jets are 1?
I think the
if
Jets
the Jets aren't on the list, they got to be 1. If they're not on so far, yeah, they got to be 1, right?
It's the most annoying answer possible.
The Chiefs? No, it's not.
I can't believe I dedicated minutes to this thing.
It's either, okay, wait, by his reaction, it's either.
It's the Chiefs.
I was going to say, it's either Kansas City or New England.
It's the Chiefs.
Kansas City?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think you should block sender on that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
That's block worthy.
I'll indulge this new study. Oh, you're the team that wins all the time, ages their fans the most. Yeah, cool. Great. Absolute nonsense. Well, what can we do to recover from that? We got to recover. It was terrible.
What a
disaster. That's worse than Belichick's opener.
So the Jets weren't even in the top 10?
Not in the top 10.
The Bears weren't in the top 10?
Nope. I got close.
Dolphins weren't in the top 10. Dolphins wouldn't have won a playoff game in 25 years.
Chiefs. They always win.
Is Friday, do you think this year's different, or is Friday going to be the first of many annoying Chief games that end in close calls at the end and they win stupidly?
Oh, they're all annoying. The Chargers season, I mean, they lost their starting left tackle, right? And that's terrible.
They did, yeah. And they're shuffling pieces around. Joe Alt's going to the left.
They're moving Alt from right to left?
They're from right to left, and I forget who's going to the right. Like, yeah, they're doing a bunch of – they're trying to cover up for that. So that's a tough loss.
Yeah.
They have this reputation, right? They're the team that loses in the stupid way. So it's one – like, I kind of believe this Chiefs season will look different, that they will look different starting – maybe not Friday night, though, because I – them, I think they're not going to win in these lucky ways every single week like they did last year, but they're playing this team in week one that has lost that way for eternity.
They have lost 7 consecutive games to the Chiefs, the Chargers have.
Right.
By 6 in overtime, 3, 14, 1, 7, and 2.
I mean, listen to that. So, like,
7 in a row, 6 of them one score games. One of them in overtime.
Right. Brutal.
Yeah.
So, like, they're my champion out of the gates to make this a different Kansas City season. That's why I'm putting a lot of faith in Denver to be different this year. And Bo Nix to take a step. And the defense to be the best in football. Because the Chargers just are not a trustworthy franchise.
No. Even
with Harbaugh there.
If the unluckiest team ever beats the luckiest team ever to open the season in Brazil.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
Then put your money on Jackson Dart for MVP. Do it now. As soon as that game goes final and the Chargers win a game, especially if it's close,
yeah,
everything you've got, put it on Cam Ward, MVP. Something goofy is going to happen this season if that happens. 7 losses in a row for the Chargers against the Chiefs, and all of them close games. Friday from Brazil. They're playing at the same stadium?
I have no idea. They have 30 empty Olympic stadiums in that country, so they could probably pick one of them out and play there. Whichever one they want. Rio? They play in Rio? Sao Paulo?
Sao Paulo. Yeah, it's the same one they played in last year. Arena Corinthians, right? Yeah. That's where the Eagles and Packers
there
played.
There were a lot of safety concerns last year, weren't there, about those teams coming in? And
there were some, and you weren't supposed to wear green, and then the two teams that wore green were there.
Yeah, and they did fine, right?
Yep.
You know, it's twice, by the way. You've snuck in a little Jackson Dart hype today.
Just randomly.
Twice.
He's top of mind.
It's funny. I did
for
look,
no reason.
I was looking at the week one lines, and I did look at the Giants +6.5 at Washington and think, like, that's a line nobody likes that I could see being covered. The Giants plus, everyone thinks they're going to be bad.
But their defense should be dangerous.
That's the thing. Washington just went to the NFC Championship, but right, the Giants defense is maybe going to be top 5 in the league. I got Russell Wilson in week one. Like, you know, it's not Spencer Rattler in week one.
No.
So, I mean, that might be my number one pick so far of the week, looking at the lines. Not a lot of big spreads this week, by the way, if you're wondering. 7.5 is the biggest.
Week one, you get, Cowboys, Eagles, Chiefs, Chargers. And then Sunday, 1 o'clock, Bills fans, while you're kind of waiting all day for Sunday night, you know, pregame will be on here on WGR. 1 o'clock games, the best one. If you want teams or stories? Stories?
Sure. Let's go stories.
All right. Best story Sunday 1 o'clock is probably Steelers-Jets.
Okay.
Best story. Best game?
And not seeing what Travis Hunter is going to play against the Panthers at 1 o'clock?
Well, I was going to say, I've got two games at 1 o'clock that I think are sneaky good games. And that's Panthers-Jaguars and Bucks-Falcons.
I like Bucks-Falcons.
Bucks-Falcons is potentially a good game. We'll see about that.
Big division game. And those are going to be the top two teams,
and
most think.
Panthers-Jaguars, like the Panthers were coming on last year, and the Jaguars, I don't know. Like if it doesn't ever happen for Trevor Lawrence now, it never will. He's had a couple of years, and plenty of people think he's good, but it's not been right for him. Well, here's Liam Cohen to kind of fix things.
Yep.
You got Giants, Commanders, Cardinals, Saints, Bengals, Browns.
There we go. See if the Bengals can break their week one curse.
See if their defense can hold a team under 30. I don't want to get too carried away if they hold the Browns down.
I don't think they're
going to. Joe Flacco.
I don't think they're going to.
4 o'clock games, Titans-Broncos, Lions-Packers is good, Texans-Rams, and then Bills-Ravens at the night game, and then Vikings-Bears on Monday night. Pretty good.
All right. That's a good week one slate.
Yeah, I mean, good. You've got at least one. I also mentioned, I forgot to mention, 49ers-Seahawks is 4 o'clock.
Okay.
You've got a couple of really good games, and the Monday nighter, Vikings-Bears, that has two pieces of it that are juicy. Whether it's J.J. McCarthy or it's just Ben Johnson's real debut. I mean, Johnson set out this preseason to make a point, to try to look really good. Change culture, all that, run up scores. The Bills saw that. Mm-hmm. And I'm eager to see the Bears. I think I'm rooting for them to be good.
Rooting for them to be good.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they're going to be good, and I'm curious about them. Do I want them to be good, though? What do I think of the Chicago sports fan right now?
They have no joy or happiness, and they've never had it with the Bears.
Not with the Bears. Yeah, they've never had a quarterback do more than, what, Cutler, 3,000 yards?
I think they've never had a 4,000-yard passer.
Never had a 4,000-yard passer.
Which is absolutely incredible.
I always remember the stat that Tom Brady, just in his 40s, would be the Bears' all-time leading passer. So it's been a tough existence in that way.
How many receivers in Bears history have gone over 1,000 yards in a season?
Oh, man, I can't. Brandon Marshall did it, I'm sure. Did Muslim Muhammad do it? Three.
Single-season receivers for 1,000 yards for the Bears.
DJ Moore, I bet, has done it.
Yeah.
So I'll say four. Four guys.
There are 19 guys that have done it.
Oh, really?
But a lot of those are back in, I guess a couple in the 50s.
The Sid Luckman days?
Yeah.
Of the 50s
Brandon
and 60s.
Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Marcus Robinson, DJ Moore, Jeff Graham's the 90s, Marshall Robinson, Johnny Morris, Marty Booker. Shout out Marty Booker.
I'll have a tough time shaking, maybe it'll happen quick, shaking what their reputation in my head is. Because for my whole lifetime, they've been the team I'm mad is on national television.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sunday Night Football tonight. Who do we got? Oh, the Bears again. Because they're never interesting. They're hardly ever good. And they're always it's them, it's the Cowboys. These teams that are always in my face that are never actually any good.
That's probably why I'm rooting for them. Because if they're actually fun to watch, then their inevitable 6 primetime games become more useful. Right?
Yeah, because you'd think they're going to get them no matter what. Anyways, right? Because of the TV market and I don't know. This year they have they only have 3 night games.
All right.
Week 1, Minnesota, week 6, Washington, and then week 17, San Francisco. So maybe they get flexed in somewhere else, but yeah, that's actually not a lot for what is that? The most interesting Bears team that we've had, and this is the one you decided not to put on national TV? But we do get it week 1. Can't wait. Red Zone. Oh. When does the 538 map come out? Is that Wednesdays?
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe, when we get back, the Micah Parsons trade, Mike Vrabel's comment on why New England did not pursue it. Get you that as we sign off on Extendo Sports next.